Congregation may be seated. At this point, I'd like to invite forward our guest to give us an update on Gideon's and what they're up to. Gideon's International, I should say. And our guest today is Chuck Hender. Chuck, great to have you with us.
Hebrews 4:12 says, "The word of the Lord
is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Could God's word prevent murder and suicide in a family? Let me tell you what happened. In Brownwood, Texas, a family, Britt and his wife and three children, were involved in a serious recession. He'd lost his job, money was short, he got involved with alcohol, and somehow, a friend gave Britt a little testament like this. This is a Gideon testament that children get in schools. And he took that testament, and God delivered him from the problems that they were facing. Fast forward several years, his son Jonathan also got into problems, chose wrong friends, got involved with drugs. Then, of all things, he got involved in a crime and a felony. So he was sent to prison for 1 year. When he got out, he couldn't keep a job, so he came back home to mom and dad. Somehow, he came in contact with that same little testament that his father had been given years before. And like father, like son, the Holy Spirit moved in Jonathan's heart. And because of this little testament, $1.25, that's what they cost, a father and son were restored to fellowship with the Lord. This is actually one of the main reasons that I wanted to become a Gideon over 50 years ago. I wanted to share the gospel with people, and I'd love to see boys and girls, men and women, come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. And that's what the Gideons do. We're located in over 200 countries around the world, 95 languages, and every 4 days, think about it now, every 4 days, there's a million copies of God's Word handed out somewhere around the world. So that's a reason why we come to people, to churches like yours that love the Lord and are evangelical. We need help purchasing all of those Bibles that we send out from Nashville, Tennessee. Also, I know of one person in this congregation, and Jeremy, you know some others too, who are probably qualified business-wise. We want business people that are members of church. Maybe you, like me, 50 years ago, decided, hey, I can do that. I can hand out little testaments like that. We handed out over 650 at OSU campus last October. The other reason that I wanted to be a Gideon is because of the jail ministry that the Gideons in this county have. Every Sunday night at 6:30, two of us will visit the jail, and they will talk to the people in the cells and see if any of them want to come in and talk to us, have some spiritual concern. 2 weeks ago, Carrie Peterson, a good friend of mine, he's the son-in-law of the oldest Gideon in our camp, Hugh Jeffrey. Many of you may know Hugh. He was at OSU many years ago. But Kerry went to the jail, and a person came in. His name was Bob. He's there because of armed robbery. He came to the little visit room, just one-on-one with Kerry, and he was ready. The Holy Spirit had convicted him. He wanted to know how to become a child of God. He wanted to ask Jesus to be his Lord and Savior. And so Carrie got to do that 2 weeks ago.